Welcome to Watching the Covers Flow, the podcast about covers of and by Bob Dylan. I'm your host, Ray Padgett. I write the newsletter Flagging Down the Double E's, all about Dylan in concert, and wrote the book Pledging My Time, Conversations with Bob Dylan Band Members. I also run the cover songs site Cover Me, so this podcast unites my two passions, covers and Bob Dylan music, and every episode will be either covers of Bob Dylan songs or covers of other songs by Bob Dylan. Each episode will have a topic or theme and, of course, a whole lot of music as well as some info for me about each song. We will also publish show playlists on most popular streaming services. So if you want to listen to the full songs, you can look in the show notes to find the playlists. Today we're going to journey back to 1988, the very first year of the Neverending Tour. And one thing that characterized the Neverending Tour from its first show onward is not just Dylan pulling songs from all corners of his own back catalog, but also Dylan pulling songs from all corners of other people's back catalogs. From the very first show onward, he was covering songs he'd never covered before, or in some cases had not played in decades, often old songs, often traditional songs. I counted 23 different songs he covered during those first few months of the Neverending Tour. Most, though not all, were in the acoustic sets, the sets with just Jim and G.E. Smith in the middle. So I've pulled 10 highlights from those, 10 songs that Dylan and G.E. busted out in the acoustic sets of the early days of the Neverending Tour. It would be a few more years before Dylan would start recording these songs on his traditional folk albums, Good As I've Been to You and World Gone Wrong, but anyone who had been paying attention to the live sets from the early days of the Neverending Tour cannot have been very surprised that he would go back to this well, as from the very first show, he was on tour. And we start at that very first show today, in Concord, California, on June 7th, 1988. The first acoustic song he played for the entire Neverending Tour was in fact a cover, and it was in fact a cover of a song he'd been playing back in the early 60s. I'm sure anyone in that amphitheater must have been quite surprised when he and G.E. Smith busted out acoustic guitars and started singing Man of Constant Sorrow, a song that Dylan, of course, recorded on his debut album, and though he played it a lot in the early years, had not played live since 1961. Listening to this, it really set the template for all sorts of acoustic sets and what they would sound like, both the interplay of Dylan and GE's acoustic guitars, and also Dylan's unusually committed vocals, even during an era where the rock vocals could be sort of shouty and nasal. He saved his best singing for these acoustic songs and often these acoustic covers. So, from the very first Neverending Tour show, this is Man of Constant Sorrow.
I am a man of constant sorrow. I've seen trouble all my days. I said farewell to Kentucky, the place where I was born and raised. For 6 long years I've been in trouble. No pleasure here on earth I found. I'm about to ride, and the boat is out. I have no friends to help me now.
That was the very first acoustic song of the Neverending Tour, and now here's the second, because right after G.E. and Dylan finished playing Man of Constant Sorrow, they kept going into a song Dylan had never played before, another traditional cover, Lakes of Pontchartrain. This song has fairly murky origins. It seems to date from around the Civil War, but where it came from, what's it about even, seems a little unclear. Regardless, Dylan gave it some beautiful performances in the late 80s and early 90s. This is the very first of them from Concord again in 1988.
celebrate much more. I bid the audience adieu. Took the train from Jacksonville and my fortune to renew. I cursed all foreign money, no pleasure could I gain. Set my heart for long and far and the banks of Pontchartrain. My heart on board on a railway car, 'twas in the morning sun. I rode the rides till day did, and then I laid me down again. All strangers there, no friend to me, till I drive towards me came, and I fell in love with a Creole girl on the banks of Pontchartrain. I said, my pretty Creole girl, all my money here's no good. If it weren't for the alligator, I'd sleep out in the wood. You're welcome here, kind stranger. Our home is a very plain, but we never turn a stranger out on the banks of Pontchartrain.
From here on out, I'm not going chronological. As I said, he covered a lot of songs, and going show by show would make this a very long episode indeed. The one I want to play next, though, is one of two songs that I admit I often get confused. Two traditional songs with very similar names that he covered a lot in this era. One is Barbara Allen, and the other is Eileen Aroon. The first one, Barbara Allen, he had been playing since way back in the 60s, and indeed had busted it out a few times in later years, including on the gospel tours. A lot of the performances are great and worth looking up, but I think I want to play the even more obscure other one, Eileen Aroon, which he had never played before the Neverending Tour, and after the first couple years, never played against since. I think it's a beautiful version of an old song that, as with a lot of these, this is going to be a theme. The origins are a little murky. This one dates even further back, though, than Lakes of Pontchartrain, as far back as the 1400s, some say, maybe the 1700s. Certainly been around for a while. Also, almost certainly, Dylan learned it from a version in 1961 by the Clancy Brothers. So here is, from about a week into the Neverending Tour, Dylan and G.E. Smith doing Eileen Aroon.
I know a valley fair, Eileen Aroon. I know a cottage there, Eileen Aroon. Far in that valley shade, I know a tender name. Flower of the hazel glade, Eileen Aroon. Oh, in a dance so fleet, Eileen Aroon. Oh, in the sun so sweet.
The next time some non-fan in your life, one of your bozo friends or something, says that Dylan can't sing, that would not be a bad option of something to play them to put them in their place. Some beautiful singing, some of his best of the era, I think, on that version of Eileen Aroon. The next song is not just another song resurrected from his early folky days, it's another song resurrected from his debut album. A few days into the Neverending Tour, he began playing Baby Let Me Follow You Down, a song he had not played since The Last Waltz, or before that on the 66 tours with the band. But this sounds nothing like the loud electric versions he famously did in 66. This is really bringing the song back to his roots, back to the sort of versions he would have sung in the folk houses in 1961. This version comes from the second Neverending Tour show in Sacramento. It would be the only time he played this year, 1988, and one of only a few on the Neverending Tour. So this is the revived, once again acoustic, Baby Let Me Follow You Down.
let me follow you down. Baby, let me follow you down. I'll do anything, God Almighty, well, if you just let me follow you down.
We're five songs in now, and this is the first where we actually know who wrote it and when, but it is still very much in keeping with the Dylan goes back to his roots theme of these covers, because, once again, he's covering Woody Guthrie. He dug out Pretty Boy Floyd for the first time in many years, not for an official normal never-ending tour show, but for an acoustic set he and G.E. Smith did at the Bridge School, the annual benefit concert Neil Young used to put on every year. Even though it's a song he'd been covering since back in the 60s, Pretty Boy Floyd was probably fresh on Dylan's mind because the previous year, 1987, he'd recorded a version for one of the early tribute albums, the so-called A Vision Shared, which featured a lot of people doing both Woody Guthrie and Leadbelly songs. This, however, is the only time he played it live after that, this beautiful one-off at the Bridge School, December 4th, 1988.
If you gather round me, people, the story I will tell about Pretty Boy Floyd, an outlaw, Oklahoma knew him well. Was in the town of Shawnee, was on his way to move his wife beside him in a wagon. And in the town they rode. Then my deputy sheriff approached him in a manner rather rude, using vulgar words of language. And his wife, she overheard. Honey boy grabbed the log chain, and the deputy grabbed his gun, and in the fight that followed, he laid that deputy down. And he took to the hills in timber to live the life of shame. Every crime in Oklahoma was added to his name.
A lot of these acoustic covers Dylan played a few times in 88, maybe once or twice in 89, but quickly dropped. This next one, though, he stuck with for 6 years. In fact, he put it on the 1993 album World Gone Wrong. The song is Two Soldiers, and in those liner notes he wrote for World Gone Wrong, he said Jerry Garcia taught it to him. Perhaps in 1987, a year before he debuted it here, when he was touring with The Dead. So here, 5 years before his version got wider notice on World Gone Wrong, is the 1988 live version of Two Soldiers.
It was just a moonlight ball that spun by, so I was alone with pain. After your bidding, comrade man, if I ride out again. But if you ride back and I am dead, you'll do as much for me. My mother, you know, must I hear the news, so write to her tenderly. She's waiting at home like a praying saint, her pale face wet with woe. Her heart will be broken if I lay down. I see her soon, I know. I stand, the order came to charge. In an instant, hand touched hand, they have answered, I ain't on the road, that brave and devoted man. Thank you. train was the course to the top of the hill. Those rebels, and they shot and shelled.
A lot of these songs, as you've probably noticed, are slow ballads. That was the case and has always been the case for songs he did during the acoustic sets. That includes his own songs, you know, Gates of Eden or Girl from the North Country, slow stuff like that. But occasionally he did allow himself to rock out a bit, even with just an acoustic guitar. And that's the case on this next cover. This is, once again, one that he was doing back in 1961. It's on that East Orange tape from the Gleason's house. It was on the Bonnie Beecher session. And once again, it's something he dug back out 20 plus years later in 1988. So this is from San Francisco, well, Berkeley, but close enough, the Jesse Furler tune, San Francisco Bay Blues.
Baby, let me out of San Francisco Bay. I should have let her, I took her so far away. Then you need a piece of bed. Best girl I ever had said. Say goodbye, let her make me cry. Hold her later to die. I ain't got a nickel and I ain't got a lousy dime. But if she don't come back, I think I'm gonna lose my mind. If she ever come back to stay, be in a better day. Watch me, my baby, down my San Francisco Bay. Sat down looking to my back door. I wonder which way to go. The woman that I'm so crazy about love, she don't want me no more. Think I'll take me a freight train just because I'm feeling blue. Ride all the way to the end of the line, thinking only of you. Meanwhile, in another city, just about to go insane. Sound like I hurt my baby the way she used to call my name. If she ever come back and stay, we'll have a brand new day. Working with my baby down my San Francisco Bay.
This next one is an old country song written by Don Gibson called I'm Glad I Got to See You Once Again, popularized by Hank Snow in the 50s. Unlike most of these that he played a few times in the late 80s and in many cases had played in the 60s, this is a one-off. This is the only time he ever played this song. It was at that same show at the Greek Theater where he busted out Hallelujah for the second and final time. Another 1988 cover, though, as I mentioned, one I'm not hitting here because that's a full band one. So this gets a little underappreciated, but this is a great version of a very obscure song and one he didn't dip back into ever again. Listen especially to him and GE's guitar playing on this one, which I think is just fascinating. It's not just the sort of basic strumming they often do, but it really rises and falls, ebbs and flows. Here's I'm Glad I Got to See You Once Again from the Greek in 88.
I'm glad I got to see you once again. Now we're through. I still love you. I guess I have to call you just a friend. Someone new has just happened. I try to tell my heart that I don't need you. But I know that it is just a lie. And if someday his love should prove untrue, I'll be around when he has said goodbye.
This next song also differs from a lot of these in that it's not an old traditional song. It's a fairly contemporary song of Dylan's and by a guy who he was friends with, no less. This is the Johnny Cash song, Give My Love to Rose, one of Johnny Cash's many great jailhouse ballads. Dylan did it a few times in 1988 and 89, and here is the first.
That he was nearly dead.
I lean down beside him and I listen to the words that the dying fella said. He said he let me out of prison up in Frisco. For 10 long years I paid for what I've done. I tried to make it back to Louisiana. To get to my brothers and get to know my son. Won't you give my love to Rose? Won't you please, mister? Take all my money and tell her buy some pretty clothes. Tell my boy that daddy's so proud of him. Don't forget to give my love to Rose.
I've saved the best for last. In my book, when I interviewed Noel Paul Stokey of Peter, Paul, and Mary, he told me a story he remembered from the early days of the Village when Dylan came on stage for an open mic Noel was hosting and played the song Buffalo Skinners, otherwise known as Trail of the Buffalo. And Noel was telling me about how, you know, the plot of the original song and how he was expecting that original song, but then Dylan had changed all of the lyrics to make them about playing chess in East Orange, and not just taken a melody and written new lyrics, but literally sort of parodied the plot, as it were, of Buffalo Skinners. All these years later, in 1988, Dylan has resuscitated Trail of the Buffalo, Buffalo Skinners, and is playing it live on stage. It is a passionate performance. It's long. It's over 8 minutes, but he is in it and delivering the hell out of it for every one of them. So finally, from Washington State in August of 1988, this is Trail of the Buffalo.
I'm in the town of Jacksonville in the year 73 on the well-known famous drover. Come stepping up to me. Say, now you do your cowboy, how'd you like to go? Spent one summer pleasantly on the range of the Buffalo. Maybe it'll work right then. So this drover I did say, it's gone out on the Buffalo range. It depends upon your pay. If you pay good wages, transportation to and fro. I think I might go with you to the range of the Buffalo. I will pay good wages and transportation too. For me until the season's through. But if you do get homesick, try to run away. Shout out to death on the Buffalo Range, and also lose your pay. With all this flattering talking, he signed up quite a trade. Some 10 or 12 in number, some able-bodied man. A trip it was a pleasant one, as we hit the Westwood Road. Till we reached old Boggy Creek in the hills of Mexico. And our pleasures ended and our troubles they've begun. A lightning storm had hit us and it made the cattle run. Got a full of stickers from cactus that did grow. Outlaws waiting to pick us up from the hills of Mexico.
That's it for this episode of Watching the Covers Flow. I'm Ray Padgett. If you want more from me, you can find my writing on Dylan Concerts at flaggingdown.com. And we'll be back soon with more Dylan covers. Thanks for listening.
Have you checked out the Dylan Taunts? It's a podcast full of smart conversations with interesting Dylan scholars, academics, and fans. Find it at fmpods.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for listening.